Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Emron. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have filed my first weekly certification last week. I did it online. I received a transaction complete number, but then I also received an error code. Yesterday, I went online to file my second weekly certification, and there was a message saying your claim has been inactivated. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certifications. I went online on the phone to try to do it, and there was a message saying that my earnings exceeded the benefit and that I needed to contact this number.
Okay, what's that Social Security number?
It is 423-13-3855.
That first and last name?
Keith Couch.
Your date of birth?
Is October the 9th, 1967.
And your mother's maiden name?
Whitehead.
All right. All right, Mr. Couch, we will file this new claim for you. Now, as far as them saying that your earnings exceeded, I wouldn't be able to look into that for you. You would have to contact our inquiry department after we finish your claim.
Okay.
All right. It'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to complete your claim, okay?
Okay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
9th.
And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
What's that number?
It is, let me look it up here, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Six six six, 8289.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
I would like a direct deposit.
Is this going to be a checking or savings account?
It'll be checking.
What's that rider number?
Let me find it here. Hold on. The routing number is 06-220-3010.
And that account number?
Is 25007812-06.
All right.
Just one quick thing here. I have already filed online. I have a claim number. Do we need to refile the claim or... or pull up the existing claim?
It's the same process with reopening a claim.
Okay, sure. All right.
What's that mailing address on file?
76 Azalee, A-Z-Z-I-L-E-E, Circle. That is Locust, L-O-C-U-S-T, Fork, F-O-R-K, Alabama. Zip is 35097.
Okay, is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
What's that telephone number starting with the area code?
Area code 205-515-8575.
Okay. All right, Mr. Couch, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some generated security questions to ask you. Feel free to cut me off at any point that you hear the correct answers. Based on your background, in what city is 71 Cherry Brook Lane? Cleveland.
In what city?
70, In what city?
Let's start over.
Okay. Based on your background, in what city is 71 Cherry Brook Lane?
Cleveland, Alabama.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1986 Buick Sentra, 1987 Subaru L-Line, 1989 Oldsmobile Cutlass Class, 1995 Saab 900, or I've never been associated with any of these.
None of those.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
Hang on, let me look at it. Just a second. I left my wallet out in the car. Can I run out and get it? Do you have time to hold, or can we come back to this?
I have time. You can go ahead.
All right, hold on. Okay, excuse me. Go ahead.
Okay. 5 feet and 4 inches, 5 feet and 7 inches, 5 feet and 10 inches, 6 feet and 5 inches, or my height is not recorded as any of these.
Not reported.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time that you filed?
No.
And what was that reason in the break in the claim?
I had flu-like symptoms after my first week of unemployment.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what was that job title that you were working, Mr. Couch?
Operations, plant operations.
what exactly was your, can you describe to me what that job title involved?
I would pull parts for a auto manufacturing or parts manufacturer and just basically stocking parts.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
Pardon, go ahead. I misunderstood you.
Do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Couch, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin immediate unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
That's the website where you...
Go ahead.
What were you getting ready to ask?
I was going to say I've already done that. I've already set up an account with Alabama Works.
Okay. You just have to maintain that, maintain your applications going in.
Okay. And also my unemployment began on the 26th of January. Will I get a benefit for, but I didn't put my application in until the 31st of January. So I was following the instructions that I was entitled to benefits beginning February the 6th.
We aren't able to backdate claims.
Okay. All right. Let me think here. So the old claim doesn't mean anything. I was thinking the old claim just needed some clarification. Go ahead.
That would be a question for our inquiry department. Opening a new claim and reopening your claim is the same process.
Okay. All right.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would choose to file over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you would choose to file over the phone, that telephone number is 205-458-2282.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that phone number is for any questions that you have dealing with your existing claim or the reopening claim that we just did.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Couch, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
Do you know the new claim number?
No, sir. They would be able to give you your new claim number as well.
Who will?
The inquiry department.
Inquiry department.
Mm-hmm. That phone number that I just gave you, that 1-800
One more time, please.
1-800-361-4524.
4524. Okay. All right. And do I qualify for making a weekly certification this week, or do I have to wait till next week since we started a new claim today?
You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Next week. Okay. All right. And somebody's going to assign a new claim number. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You call the inquiry department Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. and you set up a phone call appointment, and they'll give you a call back that following day. They are only allowed 600 claimants a day, so you do have to bear with them.
All right, great. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
Goodbye.